Radio Cars by Jennifer Phillips. Episode 1, A Wide Boy, with Gary Waldhorn as Eddie and Harriet Walter as Angela.
I've put the dishwasher on.
Oh, well, that's something, I suppose.
What do you mean?
Angela, the fallout from last night's dinner party is going to take weeks to clear.
I know why you're cross.
Any mother'd be a tiny bit cross, darling, to see her daughter under the spell of a dubious character who runs some hole-in-the-wall company.
It's a hire car company.
Minicabs.
Which belongs to me, because Uncle Bill left me his assets.
But you seem to have inherited Eddie along with the business, which does make it more of a liability than an asset.
You don't appreciate him at all, do you?
I can't say I appreciate him arriving in a stretched Cadillac driven by a black chauffeur.
That particular driver's name is Mohammed.
Wearing a gold-braided hat from a theatrical
costumier's. And the chauffeur's cap is the property of the company for use on VIP jobs.
Molly had almost persuaded the brigadier to join Gamblers Anonymous until last night.
No harm in a bit of a flutter?
A bit. A grand on the nose, that's what I heard Eddie say. And then they shook hands on it. Some wretched horse running at Haydock Park called Wide Boy. Oh, I thought to myself, how very apt. And poor Molly couldn't stop giggling.
Quite. She didn't seem the least put out.
She was in shock, Angel.
Because the brigadier had a bet?
No. Because of... Well, you know.
The climax of the evening.
Sorry I can't take it lightly, darling, but Molly, in common with other of my guests, had not been subjected to a case of indecent exposure before.
Mohammed got bored waiting outside in the car for Eddie, that's all. He went and had 2 pints of lemonade shandy in the village, and when he came back...
He knocked on the door and asked to come in and use the cloakroom, urgently, and Eddie refused to let him in.
That was odd, actually. But then Mohammed thought he'd found a nice private spot in the garden... Well, how was he to know that stepping onto the croquet lawn would trigger the security floodlight?
I'd willingly draw a veil over the incident, Angel. But now there's a big yellow patch of dead grass to remind me.
Oh, dear.
I told Eddie that'd be the result. Generations have tended that croquet lawn, I told him, and my present gardener is down on his knees with his dibbler out at the first sign of a plantain. And what was Eddie's response? He laughed.
He said he'd send you a packet of grass seed.
Grass seed?
I'm going up to town to see him now.
Oh, surely you can survive more than 12 hours without him.
He runs my business for me, and I have to go in to sign a contract.
Oh, Angel. Have you decided to sell the company at last?
No, actually. This is for the hire of a fruit machine.
Well, you don't mean a one-armed bandit.
Yes, I'm receiving you, 2-2, for the third time, 2-2. You have come clear in Baker Street. I have that, 2-2. I thank you. Car service.
Morning, Eddie.
Yes, of course, sweetheart. What do you want?
I just saw Gringo in the street.
Your car is on its way to you now.
And he says you're in the market for a packet of grass
seed. Can't you see when I'm busy? 07, your position, please.
Only it so happens I've got some nice seed from Thailand.
No thanks, Nico. 07, the lady you dropped an hour ago at the leisure centre wants to go home.
It's Pucker Gear, Ed.
Swimming pool entrance, 07.
And you can't beat Thai.
This may come as a shock to you, Nico, but not everyone puffs grass. Some people sit on it. They walk on it, and they even play croquet on it.
Okay, so you drive our bargain, Ed, but...
Eddie!
If, Gringo, didn't you just tell me...
Mohammed, he said to me to say, Eddie, he give back radio, he no give back hat.
You go and tell Mohammed from me, that chauffeur cap is company property.
Okay, I go tell him, but...
Wait.
Me?
What's your call sign, Gringo?
Me?
It's 2-2. So how come you're here when you keep calling your clear in Baker Street?
It's not me.
He told me you was planting a patch of grass in Henley, and I've got some half-grown in a propagating box on my windowsill, see?
You keep out of this. I'm waiting, Gringo.
Either I've good now.
How many times have I told you I am not having your cousin dip for you? That peasant still thinks he's driving his donkey and cart. He thinks cars eat hay, boy. He thinks he can nod off to sleep and it'll find its own way home.
He take a test now.
Did he pass, though?
Mohammed, he said me no take of had any never.
2-2, return to base immediately, 2-2.
I must say, that cap suits Mohammed, Ed. I just saw him parked up round the corner admiring himself in his wing mirror.
No, you do not sign off, 2-2. I said you come to base immediately.
Eddie Sahim, F off Mohammed, you peace or peace.
Well, that doesn't signify.
Car service.
I mean, Ed often calls me a piss artist, but I just hang in there.
Oh, it's you, Angel. You still in Henley?
Henley? You cutting Angela in on the deal?
Oh, shut up. No, not you, sweetheart. No, everything is running very smoothly my end, as per usual.
I go now.
You stay put. No, not you, Angel. In fact, I'd have thought you'd have left for town by now. To sign the contract. For the fruit machine for the office.
Yeah, there's another smart move. He don't miss a trick, does he, Gringo?
No.
But all you've got to do is scribble your name on the dotted line, so I don't see the problem, sweetheart. Anyway, I've got to go, so you come up and explain what's troubling you over lunch, OK? Bye, darling. She's been got at. I'm going to have to think this one through.
But if you're cutting her in...
I'm sick of you in my office, Nico. And on your way past Mr. William Hill, stick your head in the plastic streamers and tell Frenchie he's covering my phones at lunchtime. And as for you, Gringo, if you want me to show any leniency towards your cousin at all, you have to get that cap back off Mohammed. Car service.
Ed?
From South Key, sir.
Oh, it's you, Fish.
To West King.
Where's he?
Got that, then. Bye. He's retired to a neutral corner city.
What? What's that?
Well, it began last night when Mohammed had an accident with some grass.
Oh, he got busted.
Funny, that's what Nico thought. But no, no. And now Angela's refusing to sign a contract for us to have a one-armed bandit in the office. Backed up by her mother who's out for revenge. Anyway, that's what Ed reckons. And the grass in question is a lawn. Roger 3-4. A green velvet job with stripes.
Oh, I'd give her stripes.
What's your problem, Slip?
I haven't got one. At least I won't have when I've used the John.
No, no, that's where Ed is. And don't mention calls of nature to him nor nothing like that.
Why not?
3-4, if there isn't a basement there, try the house next door. Over.
That's it. I've rethought my tactics. Now, what do you want, Slip?
Well, I just pulled in off the road
To pick up this job in South Kent and West Kent.
He's got a radio, hasn't he? And I hope he's got a comb, too.
What?
You know I don't like my drivers looking as if they've been pulled through a hedge backwards.
I don't comb easy, Ed. It's the electric in it.
Then plug your head in the wall. Pass me my private phone, Frank.
I think I saw a brush in the zone.
That's a lavatory brush, you Burke.
You phoning her back, then, Ed? Going to tell her you're not taking any more lip, eh?
Nobody round here knows how to behave, especially not with the ladies. No, I'm phoning my ticket tout, because I'm going to give Angela and her mother a night on the town.
Yeah, that shall shut them up.
Apart from which, French, they think they know how to enjoy themselves, and on last night's showing, they haven't got a clue. Believe me, boy, I'm going to give them a night they'll never forget. Arthur, Eddie.
Ed, about that grass.
Not now, Nico. He's on to another angle.
Rod, but I rung Arthur's number. He's been my tout on this number for the last 20 years, boy.
This'll cost him, and a tea break.
Okay then, Rod. That big new musical.
Ah, you look better, Slick.
Yeah, that's the one. What price are you quoting?
What's that in his ear? A bit of bog paper, is it? Here, Slick.
Saturday night. Best seats in the house. 3.
Ah, thanks, Nico.
Oh, you've got a warped sense of humour, do you know that? You've just priced yourself right out of the market. I could do Concord to New York and see a show for less.
What was he asking, Ed?
Arthur was a gentleman.
Yeah, but he went down to Rod.
And Rod's a smart operator.
3-4, then try ringing all the bells. Over.
I mean, look at his last job.
I thought he was still driving for Terry.
No, Rod was smashing in windows. He only bowed out after he fractured a toe.
What sort of job is that?
Well, one of the best. if you're running an emergency glazing service at the same time.
I'm going to teach that little upstart a lesson once and for all.
Oh, I'll be careful, Ed. Rod's hand in glove with Terry.
All the more reason.
And if Terry had a hand in the windows, he will in this racket and all.
Three, four, when they answer the bells, ask them, do they live in a basement? Over.
How did Arthur get hold of his ticket slip?
He worked for him, all above board.
Never.
Many's the day I've seen him camped out on the pavement at dawn. He queued for hours to get me curtains.
That's settled then. French, you coping with that radio?
Well, yes, Ed, but...
Because I've got to meet Angela now.
Can't see Ed camped out on any pavement.
You won't, Nico. My drivers will take care of that part of the operation.
Here, hang on, Ed.
From first light, half a dozen of you will be forming a queue. Because the night I go to the theatre, I'm paying the standard price. And that's the night that Rod won't be able to get his grubby hands on a single ticket.
Ed, did you understand my reasoning?
Pardon, darling?
That led to my decision not to have a fruit machine in the office.
Sweetheart, before I forget... I've got a lovely surprise lined up for you. And your mother too. A night on the town. Best seats for a show. Dinner in a club. And I think I'll lay on a limousine too. Not the Cadillac. Something more classy for your mum. A Bentley.
Oh, Eddie, you are sweet, but...
Give me a kiss, then.
But there's no need to feel guilty about last night.
Guilty? What are you talking about? Angel, the one thing I learned about your mother last night is that she hasn't got a clue how to enjoy herself. And I'm going to show her the way. Now, what was it you were saying?
What?
About the fruit machine, was it?
Oh, yes, well, I was just explaining...
Don't bother. Please, I understand. Because when it comes to the business, I am always up against the same thing with you.
Oh, and what's that?
Lack of imagination.
Rubbish! Too much imagination might be more to the point.
Right. Then tell me why you imagine I wouldn't allow Mohammed in to use the cloakroom last night.
That was odd, actually.
Your mother has a set of antique hairbrushes on the shelf in there. Silver-backed. Hallmarked.
Are they?
Even the toilet roll holder is a silver swan.
Hallmarked?
The next person in there would have been lucky to have found a toilet bowl still bolted to the floor.
But that's awful.
Is it? Most of our drivers have their little weaknesses. But by using my imagination, I keep them on track and out of trouble.
I'm not saying you don't cope brilliantly.
I know what goes.
Yes.
And a fruit machine would be a goer.
Eddie, what you never consider are the attendant risks.
There you are. Is he still cruising the block?
If you would take that cardboard box off your head, you'd see for yourself.
This is the windbreak. The umbrella and all.
Oh, I shouldn't be here with my chest.
It's one of Terry's drivers, all right.
You've gone now. Again.
We're sticking out like sore thumbs in this corner. That's what's with your cardboard box, Slippy. You just don't want to be recognised.
No, don't shake your fist, gringo. As if there won't be trouble enough.
He's going to tell Terry. Terry will tell Rod.
Mind, when all's said and done, there's no law against us queuing outside a theatre to be forced for returns.
Except this is Rod's patch.
Rod get no ticket. Eddie say we buy all ticket today.
Ed's not standing here, though, is he?
We're nothing between him and the bronchitis but a cardboard box.
I should have a nice thug worked up in my car by now.
I keep getting two bananas.
Car service.
You cracked this machine yet, Slip?
Gringo and me's had other problems.
I'm drawn to these things like a moth to a flame.
I can only just hear you, sir.
I'm sodden, standing in a puddle here.
Save you having your bath this year, Slip.
But where? Where are you phoning from?
Mind you, this machine's out the arc. Ed found it slung out the back of the six bells.
I get six stress shuttle, Eddie, six.
Yeah, in a minute, gringo. But there are lots of crossroads with traffic lights, sir.
My cousin get 8 ticket.
Tell him how many Liam's brother got, then.
Then ask someone where you are and ring me back. Right. So what do I owe you, Slippy?
Well, seeing you agreed to cover our driving time, Ed,
and... 5 breakfast burger, 5 jumbo coffee.
All told, £818.95.
Come again?
Breakfast burger, £1.29.
Shut up. Be sensible. How much were the tickets?
660 quid.
I've been done.
Not on 4 front stores and 20 dress circles.
I'm going to sue that theatre.
Why?
Because they're meant to be sold out, you Burke.
I reckon you could get them under the Trades Description Act. I mean, if they wasn't sold out, who'd want to go?
You still getting 2 bananas, Nico?
Yeah.
Good.
There was a party of Japs pulled out at last minute.
And that wasn't your fault, was it? So don't worry. Don't worry, I'll soon sell them on. Now, I've got a nice airport for you, Slip, and a Welling Garden City for you, Gringo.
Good, I got...
Hang on. Your debt to us is personal, Ed.
Oh, well, if you want to check
No, Gringo, me deals cash only.
We come back. Now we go.
You're going to have to work fast, Ed. You want me to shift some of those tickets for you?
Since when have I ever needed your help? 01, go ahead.
You are going to need all the help you can get, Ed. I mean, you are going to have to charge more than what Rob was to break even. I mean, and that's assuming you get rid of them all this afternoon, bar the 3 for you, Angela and her mum this evening.
Pass me the secateurs, Angel.
Mummy, you can't suddenly cancel going to the theatre tonight without an explanation.
I gave you one when I rang this morning. I said I'd rather stay home and read a book.
I know these tickets are hard to come by, so I expect Eddie's had to pay over the odds for them.
Well, he probably prefers to deal on the black market, darling.
I've come down to Henley so we can go up to town together. He's sending a Bentley for you, and he's paying Gringo to chauffeur.
Obviously, he's trying hard to effect a reconciliation with me, but
It's sheer spite, because you won't accept that I'm not selling the minicab business and that I am fond of Eddie.
The man has the mentality of a gypsy. He lives on a wing and a prayer. And I should have thought, after the way you were brought up...
After the way I was brought up, I find Eddie's philosophy of life very liberal.
And you seem to have even lost touch with the most basic standards of honesty. I mean, do you imagine I don't know what's behind all this? What keeps you enthralled?
What?
Well, the boss in the basement.
Oh, sex. Yes, he makes me feel horny.
I don't want any details.
I'm going straight back to town to tell Eddie in person that you're not coming because I think he'll be very upset.
Angela!
He's booked us for dinner as well, you know.
Angela, you see, Molly found out that the Brigadier has a large bet placed with Eddie on the Haydock Park race today. But if you were to persuade Eddie to waive any claim he might have and simply forget the
help... I'm not twisting his arm any more than I'm twisting yours. Goodbye.
If I'd known you'd be in my office 24 hours a day, I'd never have given that machine house room.
Ed, all I said was, how many tickets have you offloaded?
3, 4, your flat 16, entry phone not working. Sound your horn, over.
Because if you haven't sold any yet, I could take some off you at, 5 or a throw.
I'm not small time like you, Nico. And I thank you, 3, 4. I've got plenty of high-flying accounts on my books, the sort that can stack a theatre with corporate hospitality. In fact, one of them is calling me back on my private line any minute.
Has anyone had a plum on this yet, Ed?
To get a plum, you best lean your elbow on.
Oh, Liam, here, show me.
No, I've popped a parchment in already.
Instant tickets. Good afternoon.
Ed's going to need all the loose change he can get.
I just came to tip him off.
The Greyhound Derby? No. These are tickets for the best show in town tonight.
I saw Mohammed. He's driving for Terry, and he made me take this for Eddie. A leaflet to put in the cars for the tourist advertising tickets. What do you make of that?
It's a none too subtle hint, Liam. There is going to be trouble.
The Greyhound Derby no can do. And anyway, it's culture that impresses the clients, and you can't beat the theatre for that.
Ed's going to fetch up with a bill for a grand to take 2 women to the theatre.
Okay. But if you know anyone who knows anyone who... I'll forget it.
And that's before he's picked the tab off for dinner.
Talking about me, are you?
No.
When it comes to the ladies, I'm the last big spender. Didn't you know? I don't cut corners on an evening out. And besides, I want to see this show myself. I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait to see it. You understand?
I'll tell Muhammad to tell Rod that you're not back in Dom.
You do that! So much for Muhammad.
Yeah, well, he didn't want to go over to Terry, Ed. I mean, if you'd just shown him a little bit of... Well, if you'd just let him keep that chauffeur cap.
I don't make compromises, Nico.
No, Ed, don't. Not the tickets. Don't bin them, Ed.
Sweetheart.
What's that?
That's Nico.
No, I think she means the fruit machine, Ed.
Yeah, well... I'm afraid the company cannot benefit from the profits from that, Angela, because it is my private property.
I didn't come here to have an argument, Eddie.
Did you come to see me?
What about?
About our deal. You see, Angela, if you cut me in on your first harvest, then I'll...
Get out of here. Out. Now.
Oh, but that's not fair, Ed. I've left 50p in the slot.
And close the door.
What was that about?
Pull the lever for me, sweetheart.
What?
On the machine. At the rate he's been going, it must be close to paying out. And he's left 50p in the slot.
Eddie, I meant to break this gently to you, but really, I... My mother isn't coming tonight.
Of course she's coming, darling.
No, she doesn't want to.
She is coming. If I have to send two of my heavyweight drivers to manhandle her into the Bentley and hold her down on the floor all the way into town, she is coming.
Now you're overreacting like her.
And if you don't like the idea, then you think of a way of persuading her. Because she is bloody well going to enjoy herself tonight. And so am I. And so are you. Whatever the cost.
Mind if I have the last hazelnut cluster, darling?
No, you have it.
Hard not to admire a man who orders the interval drinks the minute he steps into a theatre.
Yes, well, I thought he'd reach them, but now he seems to be... Yes, he's on the dress circle stairs.
Of course, I could do without him tapping his foot and humming through all the songs. Then it's quite refreshing to see someone enjoying themselves so much.
You mean you're not?
Oh, of course I am. Especially now he's agreed to forget about his bet with the Brigadier.
He seems to be talking to someone.
You did speak to him about it, Angela.
Someone I seem to recognise, and yet...
You promised me, Angela.
I think it's one of our drivers.
And Wide Boy was running this afternoon.
But with his hair all slicked down.
Lay off of me, Ed. Mind the shoe.
And tell me who that one is.
Who? Where?
With the hips. In the gold lame with the chalk ice.
Oh, that's my boiler.
Oh, no wonder I couldn't see a gap in the dress circle.
And the two kids with her, is it mine?
There are five kids, Slippy. Five.
The other three is Liam.
There you are, Eddie. If you come with me now, I'll introduce you to Gringo's cousin's wife and her two brothers.
How dare you? What is this, a works outing? Tell me if there's something else I can lay on. A Pullman coach? A few crates of beer? Tell me.
The fact is, you still owe us, Ed.
And we gave Nico a fiver a ticket.
He must have picked them out of my bin. How dare he?
Fair's fair. He says you still owe him on a deal.
What deal?
And he says any balance in your favour is more than paid off by what he's pumped into your fruit machine. So, there we all are, with our debt nicely squared off.
That's what you think, boy.
Ah, and if you could but just see the rapture on the kiddie's face.
Spare me, will you?
Hey, Eddie, go!
What's Gringo doing in here?
You may well ask. He's meant to be cruising the block in the Bentley till the end of the show.
You come now! Quick!
Where's the car?
We make quick getaway, no.
Take that cap off. People are looking.
It's too big for him. It doesn't sit in his head like these satin Mohammeds.
Mohammed? He's there also. With Rod. He's striking match on his boot, Eddie. All Terry's boys. He coming to get you.
Slippy, ring the office. Tell French to send a couple of night drivers here for the end of the show. They can surprise Terry's lot from behind while you lot clear a path for me and my ladies from the front.
Well, why don't you just go out another way?
I don't want a showdown in front of the ladies. If I wait till the performance ends, they'll have all the exits covered.
Eddie?
Grab your drink, sweetheart. We're leaving in a minute.
This is Eddie. We want to see the second half. We're not going. No way.
Is your mother not hungry for dinner, Angela?
After she's just ploughed her way through the chocolates, I thought.
Where's my drink, Eddie? What's going on?
Yes, I'd like an explanation. I mean, how come Slippy's here and Liam and Gringo?
I can explain everything.
You shut up.
He's too modest by half.
Eddie, modest?
Can you believe he's treated all of us tonight? And if that wasn't enough, he's treated our kiddies too.
And if you could only have seen the rapture in those little faces with their little eyes lighting up. I mean, they've never seen the like of it before except on the television.
Well, in view of the fuss I made, I feel a little humbled.
Oh, he's a heart of gold. He's a saint with his place booked in heaven already.
Oh, get out. Go on, get out, all of you.
I'm not going out there with Rod shaping up for a fight.
And there's rarely a saint who isn't a martyr too.
Who's Rod?
All right. It's Terry's boys.
Who? A rival minicab company, always spoiling for a fight. Oh, Eddie.
Don't worry, sweetheart. You're safe with me. We'll nip out a back way. Gringo, how did you get in here?
I come. Exit only.
Good boy. Lead the way. And Liam, you and Slippy cover our rear.
No. If anyone thinks I'm going to slink out of a back way because of some bully boys in bother boots at the front, follow me. We'll see them off now and then come back and enjoy the second half.
I show you the lady. You tell them, eh?
Yeah, come back. No, stop her, Gringo.
Follow me, everyone.
No. Angela, wait. Stop them, Liam.
Roger, full six. So, the fight went out of them.
After she'd torn them off a strip and the crowds on the pavement started to laugh.
Yeah, they wouldn't like that.
What a bunch of comedians they turned out to be. And then, when she recognised Mohammed and said she forgave him for peeing on her grass...
He won't be coming the old man with you again.
I felt sorry for him. I'm taking him back on the strength. He's learnt his lesson. Now, where is it?
What?
The key for the back of the fruit machine. Come on, come on, the ladies are waiting outside in the Bentley.
I thought it was in this box, but... You can't be that skinty.
If I can't get the money out of that machine, I can't pay for their dinner, boy.
Yeah, the ladies say they're hungry, you come now.
Take that cap off, Gringo.
Me?
Here, give it here. Mohammed will be calling by later on, French. Give him this cap from me.
You like that?
Yeah, and another thing, French. You said you'd get me that result.
Hey, Doc, park. Car service.
Eddie, what are you doing? Angela, is that a fruit machine by the window?
But your car's on its way, love.
Yes. Well, I can't say I approve, but, oh, what a lovely old-fashioned one. The last time I had a go on one like that was on the pier at Brighton. Anyone got 50p?
No.
Just give him another minute.
Oh, look, there's one in the slot.
Any money?
The 3 o'clock race, eh?
Oh, what a marvellous evening. Oh, Eddie, such fun.
That money is mine.
It isn't, I won it.
That was my 50p.
It was not.
It was.
Prove it.
It
could have been Nico's, actually. He left one there.
Whose side are you on?
I help you, lady. I get big carrier bargain.
You keep out of it.
Eddie, I think you could afford to be magnanimous. I mean, after the win you've had this afternoon.
What win?
With White Boy.
One by two lengths, Eddie.
Excuse me, Angela, but you promised. He is not to hold the Brigadier to his bet.
Oh, yes, he is. And what's more, I shall make sure the Brigadier pays up. You can hardly stand there ankle deep in your own winnings, Mummy, and complain about someone else's.
I'll complain all I want.
Go on, then. Feel free. Let's hear it. Any other little grudge you've got against me?
All right. What about the grass?
Oh, for heaven's sake, don't go back to that again.
Well, I assume it was Eddie who sent it.
What grass?
Precisely. It's not grass at all. In fact, my gardener was so puzzled, he sent a sample to Kew for identification.
French, when Mohammed calls in here, tell him his first job is to get a sighting on Nico for me. Now, what are you waiting for?
Me?
Help the lady shovel up her money and we can go and enjoy our dinner.
I think both of you have been very lucky.
Mine's always been a rags-to-riches story, darling, but this I promise. For as long as you're with me, I shall see to it that some of my luck rubs off on you.
That was Radio Cars by Jennifer Phillips. In episode 1, A Wide Boy, the part of Eddie was played by Gary Waldhorn and Angela by Harriet Walter. Mrs. Corfton Brown, Anne Stallybos. Slippy, Norman Jones. Frenchie, Terence Edmund. Nico, Neil Dudgeon. Gringo, Paul Gregory. And Liam, Gerard O'Hare. Radio Cars is directed by Richard Wirklich.